Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
That we just left her arraignment, and that first and foremost, I like to say that my whole entire family wants to send our deepest apologies to the officer. That's first and foremost. We heard that, you know, he had a broken leg and a broken pelvis. We know that's painful. We just really want him to know that it's not intentional, and our family really, 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 really understands their anger. We understand his hurt, and we do want to apologize. My daughter definitely didn't do this intentionally. We have other videos that weren't shown that we will present at the time of when they're needed. The media only saw the ending of what happened. So certainly the circumstances that led up to that, they have never seen. Just as well as they have their evidence, they said it's easy to prove, we also have evidence that we're gonna use. But this isn't a battle for us. We don't wanna be aggressive. We don't want it to be a battle because it's an unfortunate situation. My daughter's hurt, probably still paralyzed, as I haven't been able to speak with her. The last thing I know is that she was paralyzed from being shot in her abdomen and in her back. And the officer, you know, as well as her. So it's, their family is upset, it's two families. And not only that, this rioting, it has to stop. If we're gonna protest, we need to protest the right way. I'm against any kind of brutality, police brutality, women being abused, and men being abused, any kind needs to stop. We need to join together and just let this go because everybody has this racial issue and we're all one race, regardless of anything, we're one race.
So in the one video before, you see a lot of shots fired, then you see smoke, and she went through the smoke, which is presumably the officers were on the other side of the smoke. You were telling me earlier you think that she went through the smoke and that's when she hit them. She couldn't see what was on the other side.
Well, I don't know. I can't say for sure that she didn't see, but if you look at the video, you'll see that the officer in the first video threw a, tear gas or whatever. It made a big, huge cloud. I couldn't even see on the video what was on the other side of that tear glass, but you do see her vehicle go through the tear gas. So I'm assuming, because that's what I have to say, that when she went through, she didn't see anybody on the other side. If you watch her vehicle, she swerved to try and deter from hitting anybody. And also, if you listen to the video, there were several shots fired. Presumably it says on the video that the guy who was firing was an AK-47. It's a very loud noise. If you hear shots being fired, you see people running and scattering, you're scared, you panic. And that's just that. I don't want to say too much because, you know, there will be a court proceeding, but everybody will see the other video.
Have you talked to her?
No.
At all?
I've spoken to her one time.
And what did she say then?
Well, she was right after surgery, so, you know, it was only so much that she could say.
Right.
The things that she did say is personal. Sorry.
Okay.
Spell your first name.
A-Y-A-N-N-A.
How do you say your first name?
Ayana. Yes.
Davis?
No, Davis is my daughter. I'm Carr. C-A-R-R. Yeah.
In your mind, is this just a huge wrong place, wrong time?
I know it's a huge wrong.
There's a lot of things going on here.
You know, I know it's the wrong place, wrong time, and I've used that on social media when I was answering some people's questions. And the thing that it is they don't seem to believe that she came from a repass. Well, the repast was her mother-in-law, and if anybody checks, you know, because I'm sure the prosecutor wants to check, the it was at Lombardo on Linwood. So she was actually at a funeral, and then a cemetery, and then a repast.
Does she have children of her own?
Yes, I have four grandchildren. She has a 10-year-old, a 1-year-old, 2-year-old, 3-year-old, and a 10-year-old.
You mentioned that she's paralyzed. Can you tell us to what extent is it below the hip?
It was when she did answer that, tell me that, it was she couldn't move from waist down. I'm not sure if that's still the situation, but because I haven't spoken to her, I haven't been able to see her. The doctors have called me and asked me questions, but couldn't offer too much information because she was in custody. That's a hurtful feeling if you can't even know what's going on with your child, believe me.
Now, she left the hospital at some point, it sounded like.
She's never left the hospital.
No, she never
She's never left the hospital. That's just a mix-up in the media. I believe what they're saying there is that she left from the hospital custody to police custody is what they mean. Yeah, but she's never left the hospital.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.